Hello, everybody. Welcome to Internet Marketing Unleashed. I'm your host, Scott Pat. Glad that you could join us. To everybody, this is it's a few days before Christmas, so Merry Christmas, and I hope you have a great new year. I know I'm going to be. I'm going to start it off really well by taking a cruise from San Diego down to Acapulco, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'll let you know, no doubt, there'll be a few podcasts, or should I say cruise casks, on its way. But I have a very special guest all the way from Belgium in Europe, and I'm very, very excited. His name is Christos. Hi, Christos. How are you today?
Nice, Scott. Nice to meet you tonight.
You've got a very, very interesting program that you're getting ready to launch, and so we're getting a little bit of a scoop here for all of my listeners. It's called Keyword Localizer, and I understand that you've got one of the world's best copywriters to write the sales copy for you.
It is truth, huh?
Yes, everybody. It's another one of my sales copies, and I'm very proud of it. I think it's a really good sales letter, and you can see that over at.
You don't want to tell his name, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But if you head over to www.podcasting-unleash.com/keyword, that'll take you directly to the Keyword Localizer sales page. Put your name in, and then head over to the special report and take a look at it. And I found it absolutely fascinating as I was doing some research and going through some of the research you gave me, Christos, on it. Because what you're really doing with Keyword Localizer is you're finding local keywords that people search on.
Exactly.
And why is that important in today's internet marketing world?
Videos rolled out from Matt Katz and some other very, very technical guys inside in Google, they declare officially that 50% of the searches that they receive every single day are brand new ones.
So brand new searches, like they've never been done before.
Every single day, yeah, exactly.
That's a lot of new searches.
Of course. For example, regarding Keyword Localizer, we were checking our Google Analytics today, and we were seeing that people were typing long tail keyword generator. So, and long tail on one keyword, one single keyword.
Okay.
So this means a lot. People, they're searching with different ways. People start to use the long tail, as we say. And the long tail is a long tail keyword. That's a long keyword. So according to the standards that we have, the guys that are interested to buy online, they type more than 3, 4, or 5 keywords.
Right.
For example, let's say, I will give you a big example. We have one phrase, cord blood. The cord blood is a phrase which is around $50 per day, per click today. And there are people that are looking for a specific type of blood from placenta. I just give an example. That they can find only in blood banks, in specific blood banks. So people that are searching for cord blood, they just don't search only cord blood. They search cord blood Los Angeles or a specific area because they're interested to find something around them.
Well, it makes sense when you think about it. Like if I was looking for a lawyer, I wouldn't type in lawyer. I would type in, I'm in Vancouver, I would type in lawyer Vancouver, BC, for example, or
exactly.
You know, lawyer, if you're in Los Angeles, lawyer LA or lawyer New York or, you know, real estate, you know, just type in real estate, it's, you know, buy real estate Vancouver, buy real estate New York or sell real estate New York. So I can certainly see how a lot of searches would, there is a local component to it. And many people that, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of reading. I know a lot of the top internet marketing gurus out there, and very few of them have ever said, oh, yeah, make sure you put keywords, you know, place keywords in your, you know, like place names like New York or LA in the keywords that you're targeting.
So, exactly. It's like my good friend and partner, Vince. He's working on foreclosures today, for example.
Yes.
In the Florida part, which we have a huge acceleration of 67% the last 3 months in foreclosures.
Nice.
And one of the very, very special keyword phrases that people that they have the problem facing a foreclosure, they type stop foreclosure, Miami, Florida, Hollywood, which is a very precise, they want to find someone which is close by them. So before internet was going global, now internet goes local.
And if you're missing that, you're missing a huge opportunity for your businesses.
This is a $31 billion market, the local search, as it is predicted.
So you could use local keywords to lower your pay-per-click costs. Is that not right?
Exactly. For example, somebody at this moment, as we discuss, data recovery is one of the biggest problems on our life, in our life today,
Right.
online. And for example, data recovery, Los Angeles, again, it is $34 per click on Google AdWords. But if you type a different keyword, which could be a data recovery plus a specific system that you have, because you have to analyze the system that you have, and a specific town in Los Angeles or close by, because
Like
when you
Orange
lose your
County.
data, exactly. I mean, you want to have it right now. I mean, you cannot
Right.
afford
Right.
losing data. It is something very, very serious. Now, another example, a very serious example, cheap secured loans, $46.44 for a keyword like this.
Yeah.
On Google AdWords as we speak. But if you type cheap secured loans London, then immediately it is 8 cents. And if it would have been, for example, and you have an estimated ad position between the first and the third position, that means you are on the front page, so you pay 8 cents instead of paying for
40
6.
plus dollars.
Of
So
course.
yeah, so you could have a huge savings on your pay-per-clicks just by, and your pay-per-clicks are way more specific too, right?
Exactly.
So what keyword localizer will do is it'll take my keyword, say cheap secured loans, and then if I put a location in, maybe it's London, England or New York, it'll look at all of the different zip codes and suburbs and towns within a certain radius of that city.
Exactly. You can choose whatever you like. We have two different versions.
Okay, how many keywords could I end up having if I, let's just say I did cheap secured loans, London.
Oh well, you're not gonna believe it, but at this moment, really, we can produce if we ask a radius of for London, especially in kilometers. If we ask a radius of 150 kilometers, we could produce about 100,000 keywords on one web page.
Wow.
Can be exported in a CSV Excel format, or it can be a cut and paste directly from the screen. No
So,
problem at all.
I've been to London, three or four times in my life. I know there's London and I know there's Buckingham Palace, and I don't have any idea what any of the suburbs are or the postal codes are. And what you're saying is that Keyword Localizer will gather all of that information up for me and give me all the different suburbs or towns because obviously, and there's millions and millions of people, and if I know, like I live in Coquitlam, a suburb of Vancouver, if I wanted to find cheap secured loans, I would type cheap secured loans Coquitlam, right? I wouldn't
Okay.
type Vancouver necessarily, right? Unless nothing showed up. So I would want to start as close as possible. So people that are in these different suburbs, I have to assume that most of them would probably put the name of their township or their suburb in when they're doing a search as well.
Exactly. And like this, of course, everybody, I believe, can understand that by using our tool, he can dramatically reduce his pay-per-click costs by finding and bidding on overlooked and undiscovered keywords that they can discover using Keyword Localizer or any other keyword tool out there. That they, for example, it can be Keywords Analyzer, it can be Keywords Discovery, it can be Keywords Elite. It
Word
can be any
tracker.
software, exactly. Word Tracker, especially one of the best of them.
Yeah. So I could go and I could go into a tool like Word Tracker or Keyword Elite, and I could build myself a list of keywords around the topic that I'm researching, and I could take those keywords, pop them into Keyword Localizer, and get hundreds of thousands of variations on those keywords based on geographic areas.
Exactly. This is the that was the major idea, creating Keyword Localizer.
Wow. And so if I'm wanting to have some AdSense income, because we talked about, okay, save on the pay-per-click, that's great. I can get traffic for my business a lot cheaper than if I'm, doing the main keyword without any of the locations. But if I'm an AdSense content provider, you know, as you know, David Watson and Website Content Wizard is someone I write a fair bit of copy for. So I know that there's a lot of money in building sites that are aimed at certain niches with good content about, say, how to get a secured loan. But to take those pages and all that content and make it localized, right?
Exactly.
Because you could import these probably into Keyword Article Wizard, no problem.
Exactly. And this is according to what you told right now with David Watson, who created a wonderful piece of software. At this moment, people creating content out there, they can use our keywords generated from Localizer and
customize all these pages.
Customize all these different pages with all the content that they have.
Because with the long tail concept, and I just want to make sure I've got this straight, because this is a huge, huge benefit to what I understand you're trying to do here, is let's say there's five people a day that search on cheap secured loans, Buxingham, UK or something, right? Well,
yeah.
You know,
exactly.
there's five people. You could very easily be, you know, your page could be ranked one or two if you just do some simple things for that keyword. And so you've got there's five people coming a day. Now you just do that, you know, for 100 pages, or you do it for 100,000 pages, and you could have huge traffic coming to your site from all of these small, uncompetitive, low-searched key phrases.
Exactly.
So instead
exactly.
of trying to compete with the word that has 1,000 searches a day on it and has got 10,000 or 100,000 people trying to be number one for it, you're getting 100,000 pages out there that you've got five people coming to every day because nobody's competing on those phrases.
Exactly. Yeah, using Keyword Localizer, definitely you can uncover tons of keywords by using also simultaneously all the different other pieces of software that they are out there, so you can use to build your site.
Excellent.
That none of your competition has ever even thought of.
And doing. Probably would never think of.
Yeah.
One of the other things that you've put in with your Keyword Localizer that I think is really fascinating is the market calculator. And we're getting kind of low on time here, Christos, and I really want to thank you for taking time out of your busy morning to be with us, because
it's my pleasure.
What is it, 3 o'clock in the morning where you are?
Two ten. Yeah.
2:10 in the morning. So I really appreciate you staying up and sharing this with our listeners. But I can't let you go without telling us about the market calculator.
Well, this is the big surprise of Keyword Localizer, because, in fact, that was the very, very first tool that we created before even starting Keyword Localizer. And then we told, we could sell it in one piece, or we could give it for free. But then we say, no, we cannot give it for free, because marketing calculator is such a tool that even Google today, that has Google AdWords, Google AdSense, they don't give so detailed the results of a campaign that you are doing by using their service. So, for example, marketing calculator at this moment can calculate you different impressions. For example, you will be able to calculate exactly how many impressions you need to hit your revenue targets. Speaking about click-through rates, by using our tool, you will discover the click-through rate you will need to achieve your goals, having to do with the clicks now. You know, you can receive a lot of different clicks. You see
That's
your
right.
stats, but you don't know how to calculate them exactly. But by using marketing calculator, you will be able to calculate exactly how many clicks you will need in order to achieve your goals. Now, speaking about eCPM, which most of the people, they don't know out there, but
what does that stand for?
Exactly. I mean, it's thousands of Google AdSense sites. Everybody wants to go really for creating AdSense sites in order to make some extra income. eCPM, you can monitor definitely your estimated earnings for every 1,000 visitors who come to you. So this is the eCPM.
Right.
So estimated earnings for every 1,000 visitors who come to your site.
Nice.
And then EPC, which again, guys are going inside and they see on Google AdSense, they see a number on the EPC and they don't know how to calculate that. And they have to go back on the deep manuals of Google in order to find that. And again, it is not very calculated. So you will know your exact earnings, for example, okay, per click, and be able to evaluate your visitor value very, very quickly. This is very serious.
That's
You know this
great.
stuff? Yeah, you can do a lot. I mean, you can calculate. I mean, in internet today, everything is about the value per visitor. So
That's
if you
right.
know the APC, you know a lot. And then you have the revenues. I mean, we have the revenue part inside on the marketing calculator. You will know exactly how much revenue your advertising campaign is going to bring you. You know exactly why you spend your hard-earned dollars to go outside for a strong campaign in order to promote your product.
Nice. So, Christos, the last question I have is, and maybe this should have been the first one, is how did you come up with the idea of the keyword localizer? And I understand you were working with Yahoo at one point.
Yeah, this is the that was thanks for bringing this up. Let me be honest, the last 18 months we created we made a revenue of about $1.5 million in a gross revenue for Yahoo and NAS by using this long tail and this localized keyword research.
Wow.
And also the whole keyword structure that we built it up. We based all our structure on different sites, and that was only one from the 128 sites, because we based the complete structure of the themes of content that people want to know in reality, and Google can understand this. Today, Google, by using artificial intelligence, can understand when you type on his search bar what you want to mean. It's really very serious. So, by
Right.
doing that, we made a really very nice revenue. We came in top rankings on all major search engines. And I don't speak about MSN and Yahoo because this is the easy part. I speak about Google. We had ClickGoFind.com, we had ImportantAds.com, we used this technology for several different sites. And Yahoo was really amazed, especially in the UK, because we were specialized for the UK market and now we took another four countries. So we use exactly the same technology. We build up content with these keywords that we are building with Localizer, and we just place this content in a proper structure, which it's something that we are going to teach with live case studies all our members how to do this.
Nice. So
So they can copy us.
when you're talking about Keyword Localizer and the benefits of it, you're really talking from a place of this is our experience. We made $1.5 million over 18 months using these strategies and the local keywords, the long tail keywords, and now you're ready to really teach other people how to do the same thing.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it was 1.5 million gross revenue. So we
That's
made it.
nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, it was about 600,000 net profit for our company.
Nice. Well, Christos, I just want to thank you again for staying up so late to share this with our listeners and everybody out there. If you want to take a look at my latest sales letter and you want to take a look at Keyword Localizer, head over to www.podcasting-unleashed.com/keyword and you'll be right there. And until next time, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and all the best in the new year. And Christos, thank you very much for joining us once again.
Scott, thank you very much. I really appreciate for your time and thank you for inviting me. And I wish Merry Christmas to everybody and to you and your family too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.